Welcome to Clark's News Network, Tuesday, 4 February, bringing you the latest updates and headlines from around the valley and beyond. Here's some Montana news headlines you might have missed. Montana's Senate is considering a bill that would require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom. Supporters argue it's a historical document, while opponents believe it infringes on religious freedoms. Flathead County has seen an increase in fraudulent check activity, with suspects stealing mail to commit fraud. Montana lawmakers are backing the STARS Act to boost starting teacher pay, with $100 million in funding for raises and bonuses. The bill aims to address the teacher shortage and integrate pay increases into the state's funding formula. It has received bipartisan support and endorsements from educational leaders. Shield Arms, a Big Fort-based company founded in 2017 by Alex Shields and her husband Brandon Shields, they're expanding with a new 36,000 square foot manufacturing facility. Initially, they started in the garage. The company is known for its S15 Glock magazines and a range of firearms. With over 40 employees, it has grown rapidly and earned recognition from Montana leaders. A bill in Montana aiming to allow cigar bars has sparked debate, with supporters arguing it promotes personal freedom and business growth. Opponents express concern about health risk and secondhand smoke. The proposal is being reviewed. Moving on to some national news you might have missed, Mexico will send 10,000 troops to the U.S. border to combat drug trafficking. In exchange, the U.S. will pause 25% tariff on Mexican imports for a month. The deal was made after talks between Trump and Sheinbaum. Following Trump's election, some Republicans are pushing for the release of Jeffrey Epstein's Black Book, containing names linked to his activities. They argue the public has a right to know who was involved in his network. Epstein, who died in 2019, was accused of sex trafficking. Elon Musk's Starlink now allows iPhones and Android phones to make calls anywhere using satellite technology. This new feature eliminates the need for special hardware and works through existing devices. Apple's latest iOS update supports this capability, offering coverage in remote areas. This innovation improves global mobile connectivity, but pricing has not yet been released. Fire officials have reported that the Eatonton and Palisades fire in Los Angeles are now 100% contained, over 3 weeks after the blaze began. The wildfires killed 29 people, and authorities are still investigating the cause. Thousands of acres were burned, and many homes were destroyed. In Los Angeles, protesters blocked the 101 freeway in opposition to Trump's immigration crackdown. The demonstration caused significant traffic delays, but led to no arrests. Similar protests were held in other U.S. cities as part of a nationwide response. On the international news front, Panama will end its key canal deal with China and strengthen ties with the U.S. after a visit from Marco Rubio. The decision reflects U.S. concerns over China's influence in the region. Panama's president says the country maintains full control over the canal. Israel released a batch of imprisoned Palestinians in exchange for hostages held by Hamas, marking the fourth swap since the ceasefire agreement between the two sides. Despite the exchanges, around 80 hostages remain in the custody of Hamas militants in Gaza. The ongoing conflict continued to draw attention, with both sides engaged in efforts to negotiate further releases. That wraps up Clark News Network for today. You can catch Clark News Network throughout the day, Monday through Friday. You are listening to Clark 4 River Radio, Plains, Montana.